Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and this is the last show in the Energy of Success series, and it's my favorite of the process that I've given you. And again, I want to remind you that this process, do it full out, but do it in an order that feels right for your life. I'll start there. But this one, I think, go ahead and start implementing it now. And this is spend more and more time in the flow state. Flow state feels good. Flow state is magnetic. Flow state helps you rise above the challenges you'll inevitably face. Flow state, like passion, is pain relief. Flow state keeps you focused on who you are meant to be and not caught up in the drama and chaos that just naturally occur in the human experience. Flow state keeps you healthy and accountable to what matters most to you. I believe flow state is the way to overcome the space between where you are today and where you want to be. Don't just use flow state when you're nurturing an idea or project. Use it all the time. So I wanted to be able to give you some really like concrete wisdom around flow state, but you know, I even took the time before, you know, I recorded the show 3 times because I wanted to get it right, because I do believe so strongly in flow state. And I took the time to, in that process, to listen to a book on flow state, hoping that it would give me some more words to explain it to you. But inevitably it just kind of gave me like, do these things and you're more likely to get into flow state. So it's not a mystery, but it's not a 1, 2, 3, I'm in flow state and everybody does it this way and you'll be in flow state. So it's very much like intuition, and you got to really trust when you're in flow state and stay there. And so I'll just give you a definition. So this one's from Medical News Today. The term flow state describes a mental state in which the person is completely focused on a single task or activity. They are directing all their attention towards the task, and they do not experience many thoughts about themselves or their performance. Essentially, when you're in flow state, you're not thinking a lot of junky shit. And even if it does pop up, you're not giving it any weight and you're not believing it. It's like almost like an energetic barrier. And so flow state allows you to do all the things that you say you want to do in order to allow your desire to come to you. So there are some that believe flow state is between energetically between anxiety and boredom, which I would tend to agree with. It is. If you tip too far in either direction, all of a sudden you're in anxiety or all of a sudden you're in boredom. Now, according to psychology, here's a definition for you. I'm taking this from Wikipedia. Flow in positive psychology, also known as being in the zone, is the mental state in which a person is performing some activity, is fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus, full involvement, and enjoyment in the process of the activity. So what I would say to you is flow state is immersive. It takes over you and it guides you. And I believe that when you couple it with intuition, then you can really transcend a lot of our human pain, wounds, anxieties, self-sabotage, all the things that get in the way of us being who we came to this planet to be. So flow state and intuition, I believe, go hand in hand, and it can help you do what feels impossible. And there's a lot of theories, as I said, out there as to how you get there and what it is. I personally think a lot of the documented information on flow state, most of it is written in this way that applies to, I wish I had better words. I've been talking to my spirit guides about it. It applies to white men. I'm not saying that flow state is reserved solely for white men, but they're who have written most about it. And so the languaging around it, just the nature of it doesn't feel as accessible as it actually is. Everyone can enter into flow state, and there aren't all these rules to get there, which sometimes the patriarchy writes in ways in which there is this barrier to entry on things, but it's not. Flow state's available to everyone. And so that's why I'm hesitant to say, go out and do a lot of research on flow state so you can figure it out. If you do feel inspired to do some research on flow state, it's so that you can identify what it is for you, then trust your intuition to guide you and lead it as, and use that information, that data as markers to kind of help you see clearly how to get into your flow state, but don't use it as the gospel. You know, sometimes that literature is written like it is the gospel because, you know, my spirit guides are saying, because it kind of is, because that's the only information out there, which probably means that more women and people of color and people of all backgrounds need to start sharing about what it's like to be in flow state. What I can tell you, my flow state, it's magical. It's magnetic. I feel so good. Sometimes I actually feel bad. I think, oh, I gotta go do real life now. But I'm starting to realize the more I open myself up to flow state, I'm able to do real life far more efficiently, right? And so it's unique to every person. I'll tell you that about flow state. And you've been there before. You've been there many, 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 many times. And you just have to say, oh, that thing, that when I'm in that space, that's flow state. Okay, so how can I use it around this really hard thing? Okay, that how can I get to flow state when I think there isn't a way, right? How do I get to flow state when my mind's telling me doom and gloom and everything's getting ready to fall apart? Because I promise you, if you can get into flow state, it is the great solution to everything, right? You'll see clearly, you'll know what to do. Answers will come rapidly. You'll be wildly magnetic. So I know I'm being rather vague and I don't love that, but it isn't something you can just put your hand on, but it is a gift from the divine. So use it. It's designed to help us get through the human experience, just like our intuition, and use it. I believe, you know, I've been, as of late, I've attracted a lot of people talking about romantic relationships. I don't know if something's going on in the cosmos. You know, I don't study astrology, closely. It's not my medium. I have no problem with it. It's just, I haven't been drawn to it. But I will honor that I've gotten a lot of calls about relationships, romantic relationships. And so my thought is, ask yourself, how can I use flow state in my romantic relationship? How can I use flow state for this issue I'm having in my finances? How can I use flow state at work? Right? We most often use it at work. We definitely use it if you're a creative person, you've been in flow state. If you're an athlete, you've been in flow state. You know, even if you just work out regularly, you've been in flow state. And it is a manifesting energy when you enter into flow state. So think about what might be getting in the way of flow state and say, hey, I don't have to engage that. I can use flow state to get me to where I want to be, right? All right, I'll leave it at that. This has been my Energy of Success series, Use Flow State. It is your fast track to success. And pray on it, meditate on it, seek out examples in your own life of when you've been in flow state and say, okay, how did I get into flow state there? And how can I get into flow state in this situation? Because there is a way. There is absolutely a way. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I have a 1-year intuitive coaching program that I would love to support you with. So please consider it. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Please take the time to like, review, thumbs up, star this show so it can be algorithm friendly and you'll be able to search shows in the future. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.